Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job! Today, let's imagine a small pool of soothing water. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Imagine the sun sparkling on the water as you step into the pool and sit down in the clear water. The warm water hugs you as you lie back in the pool. Now, let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. First, think about your feet. Picture them floating as the water slips and slides between your toes. Next, focus on your legs. Imagine them gently swaying in the water, back and forth, back and forth. Your hands feel relaxed in the water too. Open your fingers as you imagine the water massaging your hands and fingers. As you imagine your whole body lightly floating in the water, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Rescue Mission. It was a cold winter day on Awe Island. Sunlight filled the clear blue sky and shimmered on the water as Tegan Tugboat's captain steered her out of Awe Island Harbor. Tegan was excited about this adventurous day. They were headed north for a special winter training mission. It would be the farthest Tegan had ever sailed from Awe Island Bay. Tegan had always dreamed of going to faraway places, but her job didn't require such long journeys. Most of her work focused on helping boats enter and exit Awe Island Harbor. It was an important job, and she liked doing it. But today, she was very happy to get the opportunity to explore a totally new part of the waters around Awe Island. Tegan was especially excited to be heading north because her friend Izzy Icebreaker lived and worked on the northern part of Awe Island. Tegan hoped to see Izzy today. Izzy was really good at motoring through frozen waters, always humming a happy little tune with the biggest smile on her face when the ice was especially thick and challenging to cut through. Whenever Izzy visited the docks of Awe Island Harbor, she would tell Tegan stories about the icy weather up north. Tegan wanted to experience it for herself, but hadn't had the opportunity until today. As Tegan's captain steered her northward, Tegan thought happily about what new things she was going to see and experience today. As she continued moving north, she noticed that the temperature was definitely colder than it was back at the harbor. She knew the further north she went, the colder the water and air would get. Tegan shivered a little. She was strong enough to handle it, and she was eager to get to their destination. So she kept moving onward until she came upon a frozen sheet of ice floating in the water right in front of her. She'd never seen so much ice before. At first, it seemed to block their path, but her captain skillfully steered around the ice. They were going to have to be very careful to watch for more ice from now on, she realized. As the little tugboat continued its northern journey, she began to see more and more ice in the water. Her body was sturdy, though, and her captain was very experienced in navigating. So Tegan felt confident she would make it through the freezing waters without a problem. Although she was cold, she wasn't worried, and she chugged along. It was hard work, and it was getting harder still. Tegan huffed and puffed, sailing slowly and carefully through the pieces of ice. Some seemed extra difficult to push out of the way. Her captain made the decision to stop for a few minutes so that the crew could make some adjustments. Tegan was grateful for the opportunity to rest a moment. She let out a big sigh and enjoyed the view. The waters up north were very quiet and peaceful. They were the only boat in sight. After a while, the horn sounded. It was time to motor on. Her captain powered up her engine, but when Tegan tried to move forward, she realized she couldn't. Ice was all around her, solidly freezing her in place. She was stuck. "What am I going to do now?" Tegan asked herself. She felt the crew rushing around her as she heard the captain talking on the radio system. She couldn't quite hear what was being said, but she hoped help was on the way. Being stuck was a little uncomfortable, so Tegan took a deep dragon breath, in and out. To relax. She reminded herself that this was a training mission. Everyone needed to practice what to do in a difficult situation, like getting stuck in the ice. Just then, Tegan heard a familiar voice calling her name. "Tegan!" Izzy Icebreaker called out, chugging through the ice towards Tegan without any obvious effort. Izzy was a sturdy boat, and she was made to break through the ice that Tegan was currently stuck in. "Are you okay?" Izzy asked Tegan. "I'm fine," Tegan said, "but I'm glad you're here now." "Are you sure you're fine?" Izzy asked again, looking down at the ice. "You seem kind of stuck." Tegan laughed and replied, "Well, yes, I am definitely stuck, but I'm okay otherwise. I think I can get out of it if I wiggle a little more." Tegan looked forward, focusing on the clear waters ahead of the ice she was trapped in, and pushed with all her power. She really wanted to get through this obstacle all by herself. Despite her best efforts, she couldn't budge. "Please let me help you out," Izzy said patiently, seeing how her friend was struggling. "It's my job to break all this ice. That's why we're here today, so we can both practice in a situation like this." Tegan frowned. "But I want to get out on my own," she protested. "I should be strong enough." "Tegan, I know you're strong, but you're not designed to get out of thick ice like this," Izzy said kindly. "And that's okay," she added. "You have other abilities. You're a tugboat. You guide boats in and out of the harbor in a way that I never could. We're both strong. We just have different jobs to do." Tegan nodded in agreement. "Okay," she said with a reluctant smile. "But once I'm out of this ice, there'll be no stopping me," she added with a laugh. "Yes," Izzy replied with a big smile. "I promise I'll get you out in a few minutes. Hang on tight. This could get a little bumpy. Just remember, you are always safe. If you get nervous, try taking deep dragon breaths and just enjoy the adventure." "Okay," said Tegan, watching Izzy with great curiosity. Izzy began to move in a tight circle around Tegan, carefully breaking the ice that held Tegan in place. Izzy was right. The ice-breaking process was a little bumpy. Tegan tried to enjoy the new experience. When she felt a little nervous, she took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Just as Izzy suggested. Soon, Tegan found herself floating freely again, and she was relieved. "Okay, Tegan," Izzy called out. "Please follow me, and I will break a path through the ice for you until you are safely in open water again." "Thanks, Izzy," Tegan replied gratefully as she began to follow Izzy through the ice-covered water. Ahead, she could hear the crunching sound as Izzy broke through the ice to create a safe path. It was fascinating to watch Izzy and her crew do their work. Tegan felt proud of Izzy and her crew. They were really good at their job. Finally, Izzy reached open water. "All done," Izzy proudly called out. Tegan's captain and crew cheered. "Thank you, Izzy," Tegan said enthusiastically. "You did it. That was really amazing to see how you rescued me." Izzy smiled proudly. "You're welcome," she said. "This was a really good training session for all of us." "Yes," said Tegan. "And next time, I promise I won't be so stubborn. I'll just let you help me right away. It's your job, and you're really good at it." "And you're really good at your job, too," Izzy reminded the tugboat. Tegan smiled gratefully. "Thank you," she replied. "If you ever need to be towed or guided anywhere, I'll be there for you." It was time for Tegan and her crew to head back home. The training mission had been a success. Everyone had gotten a chance to practice what would happen if a boat got stuck in the ice. Tegan and Izzy said goodbye, promising to see each other again soon. And Tegan sailed south to Ah Wei Island Bay. That evening, when Tegan had returned to the harbor for the night, she relaxed in her slip at the dock, ready for a well-earned rest. She let out a big yawn as the soothing waves gently rocked her. Tegan took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Feeling thankful for her cozy and safe spot in the harbor where she could rest at night. The slow rolling of the gentle waves made her feel at peace under the starry sky as moonlight sparkled on the gentle waters around her. She took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Relaxed with a smile. Tegan also felt thankful that the training mission had been a success today. It had been an important mission, and she was proud to have been part of it. Most of all, Tegan felt grateful to her friend Izzy for reminding her that everyone has their own unique abilities that can be used to help others when they need it. Closing her eyes, she took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Before drifting off to sleep, dreaming of sailing through clear waters with her friend, Izzy. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.